So we all realize that the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim and the days of Sfira are very much connected. And it's obvious to us that this whole Tkufa from Pesach to Shavuos is really considered to be one Tkufa. It's very similar to what we see by Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, that we refer to that entire time period as the Yom Noraim. And although perhaps more literally the days of Yira are from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, but the Tkufa, especially from Al Pi Kabbalah, Al Pi Chassidus, is one which begins on Rosh Hashanah and it concludes by Shmini Atzeres. And hence, Shmini Atzeres is called Atzeres because Atzeres means the gathering, the culmination period. Similar to that, we have from Pesach to the Sfiras HaOmer to Shavuos, the Torah refers to Shavuos as Atzeres. And in the same way that Shmini Atzeres is the conclusion, the Makkah B'Patish of that Kufa, so too, Pesach, although it's a Yontav in and of its own, but through Sfiras HaOmer, we are in one long road to Kabbalah Satayra, which is the Hashlama of Pesach and Sfiras HaOmer. Let's try to explain this connection in a more precise manner. And let's begin by putting forth the following question. Every day we're counting Sfira, and we make the bracha, and then we recite the Sfira, we make the counting, and then we say immediately afterwards, "Harachamon hu yachse lanu avoidas beis hamikdash shimkarem hirav meinu aminzal." And I find that even those who don't say l'shem yichud and who don't say the following Mizmor HaMenorah and Anav HaKayach and the Tefilas Ribono Shel Olam, it seems pretty widespread that Al Kolpanim, those who do the Bekitzer way, they make the Beracha, they recite the Sfira, and it doesn't take up too much time to say HaRachman HaYachzeh Lanu. We have to ask ourselves this question. Why is it that the counting of the Sfira, that it almost requires of us to make a tefillah about the Beis HaMikdash? When I shake the lulav on Sukkot, I don't recall saying Harachman hu yachzeh lanu for the voice of Beis HaMikdash. And on Shabbos, or on Rosh Hashanah, or after putting up a mezuzah, or tefillin. Why is it that when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, immediately afterwards, we make a harachamon, and we ask the Ribbono Shel Olam for the Beis HaMikdash? Now, simply, we could say that because what we have left of the Sfiras HaOmer is the Sfira of the Omer, but there was also a Korban HaOmer which was brought in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Korban Omer requires a Beis HaMikdash. However, that may be true about the Korban Omer which was brought on the second day of Pesach. But each day of Sfira, does that require a Beis HaMikdash? So that in fact is a Machlekes Rishonim, where the Sfira is Bizman Hazeh D'Oraisa D'Rabbanan, would depend on whether or not the Sfira is independent of the Korban HaOmer or is required by the Korban HaOmer. In the event that it's required and it goes along with the Korban HaOmer, it could be argued that really the Sfira does require a Beis HaMikdash. And the fact that there's no Beis HaMikdash and that there's no Korban means that inherently the Sfira is flawed. This could perhaps also be the reason why that in the morning every single day we say Ezuhu Mekamot Shel Zvachim, we go through the various korbanos which were brought on the Beis HaMikdash, And many have the custom to say a Yehi Ratzon after mentioning those Mishnayos, to say it's Keilu, it should be that we brought these Karbanos. And after we finish reciting those Mishnayos, we say the Tzadot of Rabbi Shmuel, and we conclude Yehi Ratzon Melfanacha Shebana Beisabinish Mehera B'meinu V'Sincha Keinu V'Zarasecha. That seems to be a little bit out of place. Certainly doesn't seem to connect to the Brayis of Rabbi Shmuel, but what seemingly it's going on is that after mentioning the Korbanos and the Beis HaMikdash, it's supposed to evoke a certain tsar that we can't actually be mekayim these Mishnayos b'maisa. So we offer this tefillah of Yehi Ratzon. I just want to expound upon this idea a little bit more in detail as it relates to Leil Pesach and Chag HaShavuos. And let's begin with the matzahs which we have on the night of the Seder. Everything by the Seder, although it's called the Seder, seems to be very much out of place. Because if I had to make the Seder on my own, I probably would have joined Yachatz together with matzah, and I would have put Mara somewhere else. And I would have probably done matzah, maitzi matzah, koirech, and then tzafon right away. And then gone to the Shulchan Aruch, but for various reasons, tzafon has to be after the Shulchan Aruch, and Mara has to be in the middle. But matzah being the theme of the night and the theme of Yontav, Chag HaMatzahs, so we take three matzahs and we put them on the table. And really this machlokes rishonim, whether or not we should have two matzahs or whether we should have three matzahs. L'maisa, we have three matzahs. And the top matzah will stay shalem. The middle matzah will be broken, and part of that matzah will be saved for later. And then the third matzah, we'll make koirech out of it, we'll break one part, and then we'll make a sandwich like Hillel did at the time that the Beis HaMikdash was Kayim. Now we know that these three matzahs, and we don't have much time, this is not we already have only a little bit of time left, but we're trying to be bekitzer, we'll go over time a little bit. But it's not a time to really develop questions and to develop the ideas, we'll have to be bekitzer. We know that these three matzahs correspond to the Avos HaKadoshim, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And we're in the middle of doing Pirkei Avos, and in Pirkei Avos, Chazal tell us that we know that the world is kayim on three things. Al shlosh adarim ha'olam amed, al ha'tayra, v'al ha'avoida, v'al milas chasadim. And these three matzahs, corresponding to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, we know that the Avos HaKadoshim correspond to these three things of which the world stands upon. Avraham Avinu is the Amud HaChased, Yitzchak is the Amud HaAvoida, and Yaakov is the Amud HaTayra. Yaakov is the Mid of Emes, Ein Emes El HaTayra. To be specific, therefore, if we go into these three matzahs, we can understand that these three matzahs correspond to Torah, to Avoida, and to Gemilas Chasadim. The top matzah being Torah, the middle matzah being Avoida, and the third matzah being Gemilas Chasadim. The fact that we take the middle matzah and we break it in half suggests that there is something inherently flawed with the middle amud. As the Maharam Shik writes in Drushas, in the Drushas of Zayin Adar, he writes, Ditznan al gimel dvarim ha'ilam amed, al ha'tayra v'al ha'avoyed v'al gminas chasadim. Beiz mehem kayam la'ilam, tayra gminas chasadim. Two of them stand even today, and that is tayra and gminas chasadim. Aval ha'avoyeda, but Avoida nismaite ta'idin Chorban Beis HaMikdash. But because of the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, the Amud HaAvoida is crippled. It's crippled. With this we can understand why it is that we take the middle matzah and we break it, as if to show Yachas represents the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. And because of the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, the Avodas HaLaila is incomplete. With this we can explain why Yachatz is juxtaposed to Karpas. We know that Karpas represents many things. Without getting deeply into the sugya of Karpas, the tears of the salt water reflect the pagam in the Laila, that there's something which is epis chaser tonight. And with that, after going into Karpas and the Meimelach of Karpas, the tears of the night, we come to Yachatz, which represents the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And the Churban Beis HaMikdash means that we can't offer Korban Pesach on this night. And we begin with that. But there's a certain solution which takes place in Magid. Because Magid doesn't just mean to tell the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Magid is also going to be the solution for Churban Beis HaMikdash. How so? Because the Ramshik continues and he writes, based on the Gemara, Amnam kvar amru Chazal tell us, Kol ha'oisik b'pashas oyla k'ilu hikriv, v'chein ha'oisik b'pashas chatas ve'elach. Chazal tell us that there's a klal, when a shalom aparim sosenu, that although we don't have the Beis HaMikdash to offer the korbanos b'maisa, by learning about them, we are able to make it as if we offer them. In that vein, Magid is not only, like we explained, the sipur of Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's an aspect of Magid, of which, that through the Magid, it will be as if we brought the Korban Pesach as we should be bringing Ki'ilu the Beis HaMikdash Hashkayim. Well, this we can explain why it is, that after the sipur of Yetzias Mitzrayim at length in the beginning of Magid, we come at the end and we say, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Kol Shaloi Omer Shloshadar Elu Balel Pesach Lo Yotzei Dechavaso, Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. We have to say these things, and if a person doesn't say these things, then he's not Yotzei the Mitzvah Zalayla. And the Rishonim wonder, what mitzvah are you not Yotzei? Are you telling me that you're not Yotzei the Mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim after all that we've done till now, unless you say these three things? But one way that it is explained is that Rabbi Gamliel is teaching us that the Korban Pesach is going to be brought in Golus through Uneshama Parm Saseinu. That reciting Pesach, reciting Matzah, reciting Maror will be as if we brought the Korban Pesach tonight. Because what Magid means is not that you're just telling the story. The Koyach of Magid means Unushalm Aparim Svaseinu, so therefore, Magid can be divided into two parts, which is why it's called Yachatz Magid. Yachatz means that there's going to be two parts of the Magid. One part of the Magid is going to be Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The other part of the Magid is going to be that by reciting the Inyan of Pesach, Matz, and Mar, it's as if we brought the Korban Pesach. What comes out from this is that through the Koyach of Torah, we're able to be mashlim the chisaron of not having a Beis HaMikdash. Like we explained, the Gemara says that he who learns about Korban Ayla is as if he brought Korban Ayla. Which is why every single day in Tefillah, when we recite the Mishnayos of Avizu Mekoyman, it's as if we brought them. Because by learning them, by reciting the Mishnayos, by learning them, it's as if we bring them. With this we can explain why it is that when we first pick up the three matzahs and we hold them together, we make the bracha of Hamaytzi Lechem in Haaretz, Api Halacha, we hold all three matzahs at that time. Al Shlosh Advarim Ha'olam Ayme. After that, we release the bottom matzah and we still hold the top matzah and the middle matzah. And we see on that Al Achilas Matzah. What's going on is that what we're seeing is that there's a fusion. There's a connection between the top matzah and the middle matzah that even if we let go of the third one, the first one and the second one remain together. What that means is that there's a bond which exists between Torah and Avodah, that Torah is able to be mashlim for the chisaron of not having a Beis HaMikdash, which is what the breaking of the middle matzah represents. that although we're lacking Beis HaMikdash, through the top matzah, which is called Torah, which is still complete, we're able to be mashlam the chisaron of avoida of not having a Beis HaMikdash. At this point, we have the maror. And the reason why we're having maror after eating the matzah is because by eating the second matzah, and only a chelik of the second matzah, meaning to say that this matzah is called lechem only, that there's something which is lacking about this matzah, that the churban, that there's a Beis HaMikdash which is in ruins, and the fact that we're eating a second matzah, and only half of it, and we're recognizing that, that brings us to a place of maror. That brings us to a place of maror, because at that time we're remembering, we're actively being margish the churban Beis HaMikdash. And then we come to Kairich, and we'll actually recite and say that we're taking this Kairich in the same way that Hillel did so, Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim. Noticing the relevance of the Beis HaMikdash in this entire process. And the fact that the Maror, as the Torah says, Al Matzah Samarim Yechlu, the fact that the Maror is eaten together with the Korban Pesach, as it was done on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, even when Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim, there was no Beis HaMikdash. There was something lacking. And there is something lacking until we are zeichet to that third Beis HaMikdash. That maror is present. After that, we'll come finally to the Tzafon. And when we come to the Tzafon, that's ke'ilu like we found the buried Beis HaMikdash. That hidden, Tzafon means hidden, that there's something in the world which is hidden right now, which is buried away. In fact, the Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us that the Beis HaMikdash wasn't destroyed, it just went into the ground and it's underneath the surface. So the fact that we take the matzah out of its hiding, and we call that Tzafon and we eat it, that's ki'ilu like we're engaging once again in the Beis HaMikdash. And at that point, that we're so real and one with the Beis HaMikdash, so we say in the beginning of, to begin the whole part of Hallel, we'll say, Chasol Sidur Pesach Kihel Chasoy Kihel Chukasoy Mishpatoy Kasher Zachinu Lesadere Say Keinizke Lasoy Say. That although there may have been an element of a Neshama Parmes Vaseinu, we can't disregard the fact or ignore the fact that we're lacking in being able to do this B'maisa. And at that point, after bringing Eliyahu HaNavi, who represents the final Geula coming, we come to the Tfila towards the end of Nirtza, of Adir Hu Yivne Beis HaBekarov. And that whole Tfila of Adir Hu Yivne Beis HaBekarov is one long Tfila which is dedicated towards the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And the Belzer Rav says, what does that mean, Adir Hu Yivne Beis HaMikdash Bekarov? How could it be Yivne Beis HaMikdash Bekarov? Are we implying that we want the Beis HaMikdash to be built now? Does Gemara not say that the Beis HaMikdash is not built at night? So the Belzer Rav says very sweetly, based on the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daflam and Amud Aleph, that we know, the Gemara tells us based on the Mishnah, that although the Korban HaOmer was Matir the Chadash on the second day of Pesach, nevertheless, as long as the Beis HaMikdash is not around, although after Chatzos on the second day, logically we may allow eating of the Chadash of the year, nevertheless, the entire day is asur in eating chadash, shem of yivne Beis HaMikdash, because the Beis HaMikdash may be built right away. And he says there that Rashi explains that it may, based on the Gemara, that the Beis HaMikdash may be built either late in the day of the 15th of Nisan or in the night. And although the Beis HaMikdash can't be built at night, Rashi says that we can't build the Beis HaMikdash at night. But a Kodesh Baruch Hu can build the Beis HaMikdash at night. And says the Belzer Rav, this is our tefillah, Adir Hu, Yivne Beis HaBekarov, you can build the Beis HaMikdash tonight. Yivne Beis HaMikdash Bekarov, you can build it tonight. And it's really a tefillah which we're offering according to the Be'el Zarav at the end of the Seder. Because really, if we just take a step back, we're noticing from Yachatz Karpas and on that there's something lacking essentially in the whole night. This is something which is not normal. To be sitting in Chutz La'aretz. To be sitting in Chutz La'aretz and having a Seder like this. Unfortunately, we're used to it because we don't know anything better. But if we were HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or if we were a neshama who came from earlier Darius in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, and we're experiencing right now what's going on, we would say, this is a Seder. This is a Seder out of Yerushalayim, or a Kodesh, not eating from a Korban Pesach. It's not a Seder. Unfortunately, we're just accustomed to thinking that this state of sickness that we're in right now, called Gullus, is normalcy. And again, I'm hoping that, and we're all hoping that this whole coronavirus environment which we're in right now is a little bit of a wake-up call as to what's normal and what's not normal. This is not normalcy. The life that we go through on a day-to-day level is a sickly Klal Yisrael. It's a sickly world. And it's a nebuch, it's a very big nebuch when a person is sick, and forgive me for digressing, that it's a very big nebuch. One of the biggest nebuchs is that if you see a person who's sick and he becomes complacent and he thinks that his state of sickness is normalcy. This is the biggest rahman as possible. And this is the state that Klal Yisrael is in. It's almost like we're conceding to the fact that, okay, we're just going to be sick. But the Seder of the Maggid is such that the Maggid doesn't allow us to fall into that state of what we think is normal. And the whole Seder is really a wake-up point for us to be able to recognize when we delve into it a little bit, to know and to be able to read in between the lines that by the end of the Seder, after going through this whole Avodah and noticing that the middle matzah is broken, that there's a churban beis hamikdash, that the Amud HaAvodah is inherently flawed and broken. That's called the Shviras HaMatzah, it's the Shviras HaMikdash. That we can stand at the end of the Seder and to say, Adihu Yivne Beis HaVakarav. And we're dropping hints throughout the night. For example, at the end of Dayenu, we'll say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he brought us to Eretz Yisrael, and Banu Lanu is Beis HaBechira. It's all hints that the Maggid is dropping to us, that we should recognize that on a night like this, where we're eating matzah, which is a shirayim for the Beis HaMikdash, that there's something which is so lacking. As the Medrash says, Hishpi'ani ba'marayim, that we eat marah on this night as a zecher to the Churban Beis HaMikdash. That's why we have the beitzah, and we dip it in the salt water as a zecher to the Churban Chagiga, and the zvayas on the table as a zecher to the Churban Pesach. This is supposed to break our hearts. It's supposed to break our heart that we're having a representation of these things at the Seder table and not being able to have these things mamish. So we have the top matzah, which is Torah. We have the middle matzah, which is Avodah. And that's broken in half. And we have the third matzah, which is Kairich, which is Gemilas Chasadim. And the reason why it is the third matzah of Kairich is Gemilas Chasadim is because Chesed implies, obviously, that there's two parties. There's the giver and then there's the receiver. And one half of the broken matzah, of the third matzah, is going to be the giver and is going to be the receiver. That's the second part of the broken matzah. But the receiver is suffering. And that's called Maror. So the combination of these two pieces of the matzah with the mar in the middle is a siman and a remez that chesed is being done. That one part of the matzah, which is the giver to the receiver, is to alleviate the pain, which is the mar that the mekabel is receiving. So with this we can understand, going back, why is it that when it comes to the sfiras ha'emer, we say, harachamun hu yachzelen avayz b'shem kerev. And why it is dafka by davening as well, like we explained before. That from the beginning of the Seder and onward, there's one big zecher which is taking place, and that the Beis HaMikdash is lacking. The Beis HaMikdash is lacking. When it comes to the middle matzah, which is the chilek of avoda, we explained that one part of the matzah we have, and the other part we put away, that's the Beis HaMikdash. The part which we have is called tefillah. Because nowadays, the Rishonim explain that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. We have the chilek, which is called tefillah. Tefillah is, as the Gemara tells in Brachos, that Chazal were misakein tefillahs in the makom of the korbanos, which is in itself an aspect of when Hashem finds v'aseinu. So that's why, like we explained, that by Ezehu Makayman, immediately after mentioning those Mishnayos, that by learning the Mishnayos, There's an element of Unushalma Parmasasenu, that it's as if we bring those karbanas through Glakoya Chavli Manatayra, as we explained, which is the combination of the top matzah and the middle matzah. Similarly, every time we daven and we say Shmona Esrei, we'll say at the end, Oysa Shalom Bimraimav, we ask Hashem Alina Lakoyisam Ramein, and then we'll say, Hiratsa Mafanacha, Shivan Mesa Migdash, Mehra Ramein, Abbasin Chalkin, Abbasar Asacha, Abbasham Navadcha. That there's an aspect of Unushalma Parmsa Seinu through the Kayach of Torah, which is the Ezum Makayman, but also through the Tfilas Bimakum Karbanas Tiknum, that through the Tfilas, which is the second part of the Matzah. That Tfilah is not just the second broken half, which is the smaller Chedleg, but through Tfilah we're also able to be Mashlan. That Chisar. So we're in a Tkufa now that through Sfiras HaEmer, and the connection to Sfiras HaEmer, we find that in the roots of Sfiras HaEmer, by the Hakravas HaEmer, the Gemara tells us that maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be built right away. And this is a Hergish which we take with us throughout the entire Tkufa, that when we recite the Sfiras HaEmer, just like in the beginning, or Margish through this Sira, and we say, bring the Beis HaMikdash. Bring the Beis HaMikdash. Just B'derech Remez, we explained that these three matzahs correspond to the Gimel Amudei HaOlam, to Torah, to Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadah. He also corresponds to Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam, Moshe being the Amud HaTorah, Aaron being the Kohen Gadol, the Amud HaAvodah, and Miriam, Gemilas Chesed, the Chesed which she did for Moshe Rabbeinu in the Yam. And so, we know that the Torah refers to the matzahs as Ugois Matzahs. Ugois Matzahs Kiloi Chametz. Ugois Matzahs. If you take the word Ugois, so Ugois is a Rashi Tevos. Ugois is Ayin Gimel Tav, Ayin is Avodah, Gimel is Gemilas Chasadim, and Taf is Taira. As if to say, Ugois Matzahs, that the Matzahs represent these three Amuda Olam of Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim, and of Taira. Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us then in the S'chus of the Avodah of Leil Pesach and to the Mitzvah Tzvias HaEmer. We should be able to have moments of reflection and to be truly mitzapeh to this inyan, to recognize what we're lacking. Harachamon hu yachzor lanu asavodas b'mitzvah b'chayma. M'herav yamei nishkayach, everybody for coming. Have a great day. All the best.
Amen. Thank you, Rabbi.
Nishkayach for coming.